Hi everyone, I'm Sam, and I'm a private pilot. I want to tell you about an unforgettable flight I took recently along the coast. People often assume I went up that day because it was my birthday, as my family usually treats me to something special then. However, it was actually my anniversary, and my wife had bought me some extra flying hours as a gift. Before getting airborne, I always do a thorough pre-flight inspection. Most people think the engine is the most problematic part of a small plane, and I did look at it carefully, but it was actually the radio that I had to double-check that morning, as it had been playing up the week before. Once I was satisfied everything was working perfectly, I got clearance from the control tower and took off. As I headed away from the airfield and turned towards the coastline, the view was spectacular. I was expecting the old lighthouse to be the most prominent landmark. Instead, a fleet of fishing boats heading out to sea really captured my attention. They left these beautiful white wakes behind them. My route was planned along the coastal cliffs. A friend of mine who works as a photographer had suggested I take some shots of the cliffs, but in fact it was a marine biologist who had asked me to keep an eye out for any unusual wildlife activity. She was tracking migration patterns in the area. As I approached the ocean, the sun was sitting quite low in the sky. You might imagine the water looked bright blue, but because of the way the light was reflecting, it was actually a stunning silver. It was almost blinding, yet incredibly beautiful. I lowered my altitude to get a closer look at the waves crashing against the rocks. Suddenly, I noticed movement just below me. I initially thought I was catching glimpses of large fish near the surface, but then I spotted their shadows moving rapidly across the waves. That's when I realized there was a huge flock of seabirds gliding just beneath my aircraft. Flying alongside them was an exhilarating sensation. I had always admired their grace, but seeing them from above gave me a completely new perspective. I thought I'd be struck by their wingspan, but what genuinely astonished me was their speed. They were keeping pace with my plane effortlessly. It was fascinating to watch their technique. They weren't flapping their wings much at all. While you'd assume they were just being blown along by the coastal wind, they were actually riding the invisible air currents rising from the cliffs. It allowed them to just float in the air, barely using any energy. I wanted to capture this incredible moment. Usually I'd bring a handheld camera, but since my hands were occupied with flying, I couldn't use that. Thankfully, I had previously attached a small sports camera to my helmet. All I had to do was turn my head to film the birds soaring alongside me. Eventually, I had to turn back towards the airfield. Looking back on the flight, I've had many thrilling experiences in the air, so you'd think I'd just feel a rush of excitement. Yet, sharing the sky with those magnificent creatures left me with an overwhelming sense of freedom. It's a memory I'll cherish forever.